and, in an undertone, or at least covered it. In either case, it was he who killed her. No matter what part I or Rhea of the Koos may have played in that matter, it was the boy himself who stopped her breath with his damned guns, slow head, and quick hands. As for the end of the universe, I say, let it come as it will, in ice, fire, or darkness. What did the universe ever do for me that I should mind its welfare? All I know is that Roland of Gilead has lived too long, and I want that son of a bitch in the ground. And those he's drawn, too. For the third and last time, Mordred drew the shape of a question in the air. There's only a single working door from here to the Divartoi, young master. It's the one the wolves use, or used. I think they've made their last run, so I do. Roland and his friends have gone through it, but that's all right. There's plenty to occupy 'em right where they come out. They might find the reception a bit hot. Mayhap we can take care of 'em while they've got the Breakers and the remaining children of Roderick and the true guards of the Watch to worry about. Would you like that? The infant nodded an affirmative with no hesitation. He then put his fingers to his mouth and chewed at them. Yes, Walter said. His grin shone out. Hungry, of course you are. But I'm sure we can do better than rats and half-grown belly bumblers when it comes to dinner, don't you? Mordred nodded again. He was sure they could, too. Will I play the good da and carry you? Walter asked. That way you don't have to change to your spider self. Ugh! Not a shape 'tis easy to love, or even like, I must say. Mordred was holding up his arms. You won't shit on me, will you? Walter asked casually, halting halfway across the floor. His hand slid into his pocket, and Mordred realized with a touch of alarm that the sly bastard had been hiding something from him just the same. He knew the so-called thinking cap wasn't working. Now he meant to use the gun after all.